Well, the words of the Our Father are remarkable indeed. And I remember, as a young man thinking, okay, so this is what you came up with for the prayer. So I know all this stuff has got to be really important because you're the Lord and you said this was important. So I was trying to figure out, how these six petitions, really important. And what I found is the more I tried to figure out why they're so important, the more it began to reorient my own priorities in my life. Because my priorities were, Lord, I'm a young man, right? I'm taking tests. I want to do well at this test. I want to do well at this event. I want to have success in this thing over here and so forth. So what are the prayers that I get from the Lord? What are the priorities that he's telling me to pursue? And let me just go through them very quickly. The first priority he's telling me to pursue is to seek first the kingdom of God. Thy kingdom come. So seeking first the kingdom of God and getting to heaven, that's my number one priority. What is he saying my number two priority is? Thy will be done, or as I translate it, thy loving will be done. Because if God's will is being done in our lives, that means that we're going to have optimal salvation, optimal goodness, and optimal love coming from that salvific attempt. So that's, from that faith that we put in God. So that's going to, be the prayer of all prayers during times of fear, during times of anger, during times of suffering, during all these things, to get it fulfilled, in that way. The third thing that the Lord says that we need to pray for, in one generic intention, is give us this day our daily bread. And of course, daily bread means all that we need to survive in this world. So give us what we need to stay on top of it. So daily bread could be, a job. Daily bread could be, success in a particular part of that job. Daily bread could be help with our children. Daily bread could be, anything that is a worldly need. And Jesus is saying all of it is important. Nothing is unimportant about our lives to God. And if it's a merely temporal need, like daily bread, God is interested and he's encouraging us to pray for that very thing because God will listen. And then he says, well, what's the fourth priority? And there we see that petition for forgiveness, right? Forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespassed against us. So ask for forgiveness from our sins while remembering that if we wish God's forgiveness, we have to forgive others from the heart as well. So that's the fourth thing. Lord, forgive me for my sins. As and remembering that I need to forgive others for their sins. And then what's the fifth priority? The fifth priority seems so strange. In the Greek, in the New Testament, put us not to the trial or to the test, right? It's not, lead us not into temptation. Very interesting sort of Middle English rendition of the Greek there. God's not leading anybody into temptation at all. So that's almost a strange way of looking at things. What it really means is put us not to the trial or to the test. And then finally, but deliver us, our sixth priority, from evil and from the evil one. Amen. Jesus is saying if we can keep these six priorities, right in the forefront of our minds, then, this is what really matters. And if we're asking sincerely of the Lord for all these things to happen, why, we're going to benefit from our sufferings. We're going to avoid unnecessary sufferings. We'll be forgiven for our sins. We're going to get what we need in terms of our daily requirements for getting by in this world. And we're also eventually going to be instruments of God's will, which will optimize salvation, goodness, and love in the world for us and through us. And ultimately, we will get to the kingdom of heaven working backwards. And what else could be more important? Finally, as a rather thick-headed young man, I got it. And I got what ought to be my priorities, the Lord's priorities, because in the end, we all together want to be in heaven. Amen.